For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the show. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. President Bush, in a speech yesterday, told Americans that the economy is much better than they think it is. Most people give the president sole credit for the economic boom. Even Bush's harshest critics concede he's the one who made it up. Bush said he expected manufacturing jobs to pick up soon, pointing out his own administration's pressing need to manufacture excuses. A Chicago man is suing Microsoft over the new Xbox 360, saying it has design flaws that make it overheat and crash. The plaintiffs plan to present the machine's original name as their main proof, the Defexbox 360. The suit alleges that the failure of the man's Xbox profoundly affected his quality of no life. A Microsoft spokesman countered by saying, quote, overheating may be caused by some customers' stomach folds blocking air vents as they clamp onto the machines in orgasmic sleep, end quote. A cafe in Chicago posted a sign saying children of all ages have to behave and use their indoor voices, which ignited debate over misbehaving kids in public places. To discourage kids from eating in his restaurant, one owner has instructed all waiters to tell children if they move just a little or try to talk at all, the boogeyman under the table will bite their legs off.
Yeah.
Phrase of the day, just drop this into conversation. According to the president, the economy is great, and he's right, it is great if you're a multinational corporation building 14 army bases in Iraq and the president is in your hip pocket. Wake up, sheeple. There are two economies. The good one for rich people who buy politicians and get tax breaks, and the real one for everyone else.